Okay, now it's on.
Okay, hello everyone. I'm Shi Jingyan from the computing center of iHype. I would like to talk about the scheduling strategy and experience we have done with our new HD Control cluster. So this is the outline for my talk. First, I will show the migration to HD Control. The motivation for that migration to HD Control is that we have been using PBS for more than 10 years, and with the scale, and then we met the limited scalability, and the resource has been growing very fast. So after we found that after 10,000 job slots, and we have more than 20,000 jobs, the performance bottleneck appeared. So that's the main motivation for us to want to migrate to HD Control, because it has better performance and has a very active community. So we migrate all of this step by step. We are not in a hurry. So by the end of last year, all of this local cluster has been migrated to HD Control. The total CPU cost is about 11,000 CPU cost in our new HD Control cluster. And the current status is like this. The total architecture, we provide user with 28 submeeting nodes. Now we have two scheduler machines, one for the real physical local cluster, and then we also have a very small virtual machines to guarantee the running, smoothly. We didn't merge all of this now. And we provide two central managers, and the physical CPU cost is about 10,000, and we have an elastic number of virtual slots. The average of jobs each day are about 100,000 jobs each day. And at the peak time, we found about 60,000 jobs in the queue. So most of them are serious and single jobs. And I would like to talk about the scheduling policy to HD Control. Maybe different from other sites. For our sites, we have our computing platform has been supporting several experiments at the same time. So we have some BES, Diabe, Juno, Lasso, etc., several experiments. And actually, all of these computing resources are funded and, by the different experiments itself. So that means there is no resource sharing in our PBS cluster. That means the dedicated resources are just to contribute the CPUs to their own experiments. At the PBS times, we have more than 50 jobs queues. We use that group permission to limit it, to limit the user's resources. So in this way, that we really have a very low resources utilization rate. So there are always appear some jobs queue is really very busy, and at the same time, some other experimental resources quite free. So the blue one is the free CPU cost, and this column shows a lot of jobs is in the queue in the other resources. So we would like to change all of this, and we would like to provide the user some resources sharing. So we would like to break the resource separation, and we hope that the busy group, we name that experiments as a group of users, can occupy the more resources from maybe the resources from some idle groups. So to guarantee, besides of this, we would like to provide some fairness guarantee that at the peak computing requirements from the different experiments usually happen at a different time. And another thing that the jobs from that idle groups may might have much higher priority than the busy jobs. And we hope that the experiments can contribute more resources. So the more resources the experiment contributes, the experiments can running the jobs more. So this is the resource sharing picture shows here. That's each part indicate different experiments, and each experiment contribute some resources as the sharing resources. So in this way, each experiment can, for example, this diabetes experiments can use, besides of their own resources, they can also running their jobs within these other resources contributed by the other groups. And to guarantee some, urgent jobs running, so we also let the experiments to keep their own resources, part of their own resources. So that means this part of the resources can only accept the jobs from their own experiments. And about our sharing resources pool, that as I said just now, all the resources contributed by the all experiments. The jobs lost can accept all the jobs from the experiments, in this the circles here. And currently, at least more than 20% of slots are shared by each of the experiments. And we encourage experiments to share more resources. To guarantee the user's fairness and priority, that we have set some scheduling preference. That the first is that the jobs prefer to run the exclusive jobs of its own experiments. The second thing that we try to keep, like the shared slots are kept for that busy experiments. And also we set some experimental quotas. That means the user from the experiment are in the same length groups. At the initial group's quota is set to the amount of the real resources from experiments. But this kind of quota can be exceeded if there are some idle slots from the sharing pool. So also we have set some group priority and user priority. The group priority is correlated to the group quota and the group slots. The group has occupied the job slots. And the user priority is effective inside the same groups. So to realize all of this, we have developed and set a central controller. This is used to control the groups, users, and also work nodes. And all of the information is saved in this central database. And the work nodes will update his own configurations through HTTP published from this central database. And like this, so we also have some error detection and recovery. So each of the work nodes has to run their healthy status check. And all of this, the healthy status result will be sent to the database. And this central controller will update workers' attribute configured. So that means, for example, if here there is an error happened, we have some disk error happened to the work nodes, maybe only the disk available for diabetes experiments. And in this way, that our monitoring system can detect this kind of error. And this error will be saved in our central machines, our central database. And then it will tell the HD condo servers. So no diabetes experiments job will be scheduled. Besides of this, we also provide a user toolkit. We named it as Hack Jobs. The motivation of this, we try to simplify the user's jobs work and keep the migration smoothly. And we hope it can achieve our future scheduling strategy. All of these are based on a Python API provided by htcondo, and it has been integrated with our IHAP computing platform, in such as Puppet monitoring system. And we provide the user several job templates according to the different experiments' real requirement. About our htcondo monitoring, all of the queuing and running statistics has been get and has been collected and monitored. And also we need to know the how about the exclusive and sharing resources has been used. And we use natures as the error detection, and we use Ganglia to see the amount of the status. And now we are also try to develop a global accounting system, because some experiments contribute their own resources. They should know how much resources it has been contributed, and how much extra resources has been occupied from other experiments. So this accounting system will tell the user all of this. It's under the development now. And okay, let me put it all together. And here is the job tools we provide for user to submit the jobs here. And also from here, it will tell the central controller system about the user's information and the group information. And this part is the normal htcondo scheduler. And also here is a monitor system to monitor all of the elements of this cluster. And if there is something happened, it will be recorded in this central controller system, and htcondo can get all of this information through HTTP protocol. And besides, we will provide him accounting system. And that's all for our new htcondo cluster running. And the first part, I would like to talk something about our experience, what we have met and we have learned. The first problem we met is that we found some dishonest user who claimed as a group member, which indeed he doesn't belong to. And he claimed as another group and tried to obtain more job slots with the fake group priority. And then after he occupied these job slots, he tried to run some SSHD daemon as that work nodes, and try to run that very big MPI task to occupy the more CPU resources. And after we found that this kind of the things happen, so what we have to do to deal with this? First, we add a group priority check at the wrapper of the work nodes. And then we develop something like a Zobia process check, so to see whether this work node has run some incorrect process there, and this Zobia process, this Zobia detector will kill that those processes. It's not the real process generated by the real jobs. The second problem we have met with htcondo is that it really happened several times that the SCADD daemon cannot be connected in a very short time unexpectedly. So, and then the jobs are hung and re-queued unexpectedly. So after studying for a long time, we found that at the default installation of that servers, there is a default configuration that limits set the open file. The open file limit is 1024. It's too small for a very large jobs queue. So we increase this system limit and restart the SkyD process. So that's the error logs appeared in that in the SkyD servers. And the third thing we have suffered is that we found that the condo SkyD is the central daemon of each condo, but it should be running as the condo users, but sometimes it suddenly changed to a normal user. The reason we analysis is that sometimes the disk mounted to this SkyD servers inaccessible, something wrong with this disk mounted. So that might cause this process user, the owner of this process changed. So to deal with this, we add some disk check to the this condo servers. And it is said maybe the new version can fix this kind of bug. So the new version upgrade is consideration now. Okay, the last part of the summary and the future work. After migrate from PBS to HD condo and we provide a sharing policy, the resource utilization has been significantly improved. And also we implement a number of tools to enhance the system interaction and robustness. About future work, and we would like to try to develop some automatic tuning of the resources sharing rate according to the overload of each group. Currently it's the static quarters. And also this through the integration of the job monitoring and the central control. And another thing we are considering is that we are thinking try to make some do some work about HD condo size union, because we have some small site from the Chinese university which maybe don't have which doesn't have enough manpower to support a local cluster. We are thinking whether it's we can do something like SAS union to manage all of the HD condo site remotely. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. There are a couple of questions.
I am just curious on this slide of dishonest users, right? Users that were connecting to SSH to the nodes and running more applications, using more cores. Did you consider of, let's say, enabling the C groups in order to avoid these things to happen? Or?
Yeah, after we found that dishonest user, we are considering about C P group, but we haven't. We are just do some tests now, but so maybe you have some experience. It seems not very good, I mean, to integrate with the condo. We haven't succeeded.
Yeah, I mean, if you enable that, maybe you could cut them,
yes,
and they could try, but they will not succeed. I mean, so.
Sure.
Another question?
just some advice on the one where the user was putting in the wrong group name to access.
Mm-hmm.
The newest version of Condor has server-side requirements, so you can prevent them from doing this on the server side, which is usually more useful than using it in the wrapper script, because then they'll just start calling their own Condor submit instead of your wrapper script. So maybe something to look forward to in the next
okay.
version.
Yeah, I expected Brian to answer that. So we've been through the same thing at BNL, and for years I remember talking about wanting some kind of enforcement of this. And so we did the same thing where we enforced it on the policy side and have some cron jobs to update the policy, which is ugly. Right, as Brian mentioned, there is now, you can make a map file that's enforced there, which is good. The other question I had was, you mentioned the SkyD becoming another user in your second or third to last slide. because the disk was busy.
Sorry, which flag?
When the SCED D owner changed, is that what?
Yes.
So, I mean, that is the normal, maybe I missed something, but that is normally how Condor should operate, because the SCED D will be writing log messages on behalf of different users, right?
Yeah.
But so there is a flag to turn off f-syncing after that, I believe. And if the disk was very, very busy and the SCED D was being very slow in becoming users and writing log events, that can help.
But for our case, that's the owner of that SCED D DMO keeping for a very long time. So that means the real job will be filled because the DMO doesn't have the right to schedule other users. You mean this one, right?
Well, also the one after, I think.
Sorry?
The next?
Yeah.
Anyway, we've seen issues where it's the I/O load on the server, and yeah, it can be mitigated with changing how the SCED D writes. I'm not sure if that's okay. Helpful. But.
Okay, there was another question. Yeah.
Last one.
Yeah, and concerning the groups, so you say that the users were faking the groups to get more resources, right? Mm-hmm. Are you cross-checking this because they pertain to a group, right? You have LDAP or something else. So there is no way they can fake if they are from a group or another. You could just cut this at the level of your system, right?
Yes.
Sometimes. I mean, so.
But you see that as our case, the resource pool is quite big, so there are some idle slots will be empty because the job will finish at different times.
Maybe later
answers?
We can talk about that.
On the boat. Okay, so we cut here, and thank you again. Yeah.